Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Trigger Warning Podcast. And this is our first episode.
The first of
So don't
many.
judge us, because we're not judging ourselves. Okay?
If you're not having a good day, go ahead. Don't go nowhere ruining somebody else's, okay?
Right, period. So today, the episode we are focusing on is triggers, because with the name, I feel like that's something that a lot of people, we use it a lot. I hear it all the time on TikTok, and even kids, like I heard a kid say it the other day, and I was just like, that's so
They said
crazy. Like,
trigger.
yeah, like they was like, I'm triggered. What's that?
Well, at least they're intact with their emotions and they know what triggers them. Yeah.
But I just think that's definitely like the first thing we need to be talking about out here in these streets.
Right.
So I'm your host, Kalisha Lachey. Well, I'm your co-host, Kalisha Lachey. And I am your favorite shadow work coach.
And I am D. Chanel, the Hood Right Light Orphan, and I'm another co-host. And we're going to make this podcast the best it can be.
Period. So, talking about triggers, let's start with the definition, right? Because I feel like let's make it clear for everyone what triggers are. So, what do you have for us?
So, me, of course, I'm going to go out the Urban Dictionary with it. So, the urban definition of triggers. And I'm going to do quotation marks because triggers. A term used to describe sensations, images, or experiences that trigger a traumatic memory. Some people may call it PTSD.
Okay. And I liked the definition from Webster. Webster said it is a stimulus that causes an intense, usually negative, involuntary emotional reaction. So basically, yes, it is those things that like you might see something, hear something, smell something. Like it can whatever type of stimulus that causes a like negative reaction within us, within our body, where we no longer feel safe, we It usually has something to do with like our past, right? Like
Right.
some type of event that's happened or that we've seen happen. And so
Sometimes.
and I think like I think we probably are triggered all the time, right? Like I mean it I think triggers like aren't always these big grand things. Like it's
Right.
sometimes like small things, like I mean, from like traffic to, whatever. But then it can also be you watching a movie and seeing a scene that's like somebody having some type of sexual trauma and it, kind of
It
brings you
triggers,
back.
it brings it out to you.
Yeah.
So,
So,
I got a question for you.
okay.
What is one of the things you can say is like your trigger?
Which one? Let's see. I'll say a big one for me is okay. So I was gonna say mom, right? Because like the hashtag mama trauma is real.
Yes.
But I'm actually gonna use one. I was actually talking to my sister the other day. A trigger for me is like my relationship, like. Oh, let me figure out how to word that correctly. It's like, 'cause she has five children, so I have a lot of nieces and nephews. And one thing we were talking about, just because of the family trauma that's, been throughout my life, We've kind of gotten to this space where it's like, we'll have great conversations. When we talk, it's amazing, right? But we'll go like long periods sometimes with like no communication. And it's not necessarily there's no animosity there. It's just the waters are muddy right now, just due to certain like dynamics. And my mom lives with her and everything, and it just makes things a little complicated at times. But in regards to my niece and nephew, one thing is I want a better relationship with them. But it is triggering to me sometimes, even when I see other people with their like nieces and nephews and they talk about it, because I'm like, I want to build that relationship. But I don't know if you have like any family members where it's like you want it, but you're like, how do I get there? Like, how do I do that?
I'm not, and you're like, I'm not about to force this. Like, it has to either be organically done or it won't be done at all.
And then there's this balance of like, of course, they're my niece and nephew, so they're children, right? So, even teenagers, but it's kind of like, it's a story that I tell myself that I'm like, if I reach out and stuff like that, like, they're gonna be like, where you been? Like, you know what I mean? I know it's like, it's in my head. However,
It's
yeah,
all in your
it is
head,
all in my
but
head. 'Cause when I do reach out to my like niece, like it was her birthday and I reached out to her and she was just like, oh, like, thank you, TT. Like, and for some reason in my head, I'm like, I'm failing my nephews and nieces. Like, so
no.
I don't know. It's that is something I am actively working on. Because again, it's a story I tell myself. What about you?
One of my biggest triggers is when people raise their voice at me. Like, you don't have to be yelling at me, but if it even feels like your tone or your octave have went up like a notch or two, it's like, who are you talking to? And why are you talking to me? Like, I automatically get in defense mode. And I hate that about, I never liked it. I always try not to be like that, but it's just like, till today, don't raise your voice at me. Because as soon as you raise your voice to me, I'm going to raise mine with you. So now we're going to have a yelling match. See, the healers are still healing, baby, because I be ready.
Healers are still healing. I actually had a moment like that. Like, so, I am navigating the dating world, right? Like, I've been single for some time. And it's funny. I get triggered all the time in the dating world. Like, I realize, and I'm like, what? Like, where is this coming from? Like, I had a guy that was like, he had sent me some pictures, and they were, decent pictures. It wasn't like, don't send me no dick pics. Like, I don't want it.
Don't do that.
don't do that. But he sent me some like selfies of himself, like he was in the gym or something like that. And he was just like, oh, send me some pics. And it's like the audacity, like, who are you
No.
to be requesting photos from me?
And then the ones I'm gonna send, you're gonna be like, oh, I want them kind. Well, that's what you're gonna get.
But I don't know, like, it triggered me because I'm like, not this man asking me for, like, we just got off the app to the phone. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
That fast? Y'all ain't even do do yet.
we ain't even had a date yet. Like, sir, feed me.
Feed me, Simo.
And I realized it was like, because I was talking to one of my coaches, and because I have a dating coach, and I was talking to my coach, and she was just like, why does that bother you? Like, why is it an
Right.
issue for you? And I'm like, because the audacity, like, what do
The
you mean?
nerve of him.
What do you mean? Like, and I realize it really comes down to just like me, and of course, this is me working through my shadow of like being on camera, being in photos and stuff. I used to take selfies all the time, but now, like, I've got to be more intentional with it. Like, for some reason, your girl don't be behind the camera that much. Like, I'll snap photos of everybody else.
No, I don't.
So it's, to me, it's like a, ooh, like, I don't, this is uncomfortable for me. So instead of really thinking about where it's coming from, it triggers me to the point of like, I'm like, oh, you, sir, the problem is you. And really, triggers are not about other people, right? Even if
Right.
somebody triggers us, it's really
It's something
an
inside of
internal thing.
you.
So that is something, another thing we actively work on.
You hitting me with the, you hit me, hitting the stuff. And then everything you say is like trigger, having another question pop in my head, right?
Okay, well,
So
let it flow.
I know me personally, I used to hate people taking pictures of me. And still to today, when certain people take certain pictures of me, I'm like, you couldn't get a better angle. Like, you don't see my stomach, you know? So let's go ahead with that. I, of course, was 400 pounds at one time. So, you know, you're younger, you get picked on or whatever. And now when you lose the weight and people still want to take them unflattering pictures, like, you can't do nothing better than that. And then when you look at the picture, you like, you st I still feel like that same 400-pound girl. Like, yo, what's up? So I get it. Being in front of the camera is so different than being behind the camera.
It is. Yeah.
But
I definitely had that too.
that's shadow work that needs to be done to figure out or what
Right.
keeps doing that to you.
And now when a guy asked me for photos, like I had one guy. So this is a flip, right? Because I actively was working on it. Like, you know, your girl, like I'm a
You
personal
work on
development
it.
fiend, okay? We gonna do the shadow work. And like I realized, like one guy, he said he asked me for photos, and I was like, sir, you are subscribed to the free subscription. I said, if you want photos, you gotta go to the next tier.
Right.
And I'm
Level
like,
up.
instead of getting hurt and like, you know, kind of like being in my feelings and projecting, you know, I'm gonna be like playful about it. And like, and I told him, like, if I'm in the mood to send a photo, I will. Because I actually did. I had sent him one earlier in the day, and it was like a cute little you know, photo or whatever, like no filter, nothing. But I'm like, he was like, oh, don't know, like, what do you say? You don't get no initial pics with the free subscription? I said, no, sir. I said,
Not
the free pics that
so.
come with it are on my profile.
Right. And
And the
that's how
one
you're
I
gonna
sent
get
you,
my G.
that was a just me feeling good about myself, and like I just decided to like be a little playful and send it to you. But it don't come with the free subscription, sir. And
Not
he
at
was like,
all.
okay, well, how do I upgrade? I said, oh, we gotta go on dates and have consistent, enjoyable connections. Just plain and simple. So that
Right.
obviously the response, you know, is completely different. And I feel more safe in my body when I, you know. And a lot of
That is
guys tend to
definitely.
ask that, like, oh, send me some photos. So, yeah. But I did want to get into, like, you know, of course, when people are triggered, what happens, right? Like, we talk about like fight versus flight, and what that looks like for people. I know some people, they get the anxiety, the panic, their heart starts beating. They might have this like tightening. I know for me, that's how it shows up for me. Like I get a tightening and a heaviness in my chest sometimes. And the sense of overwhelm with the that comes with that like fight. 'Cause it's like, okay, we ramping up. Like the body's like, we
Something gotta
not safe.
happen.
We gotta do something. And then also like the flight, right? Like, and for me, that showed up with like escapism or, you know, avoiding things, disassociation. At one point,
Yes.
I completely disconnected from my body, which led to, and this is stuff we'll get into in later episodes, but like, you know, hypersexuality at a time and like binge eating because I wasn't connected to my body. Like my body telling me I'm full and I'm still eating,
And you're still
still eating
going.
full meals. Like we're still going, you know. That's how it has showed up for me. What has it looked like for you?
Me, literally, I will literally panic. Seriously. I will get very defensive. And I would, or I'll just shut down. So if I'm not defensive or in a deep panic to the point I have to like hurry up and go sit on the ground type thing, I shut all the way down. Yeah, I can be in a room full of people. Everybody was like, yo, you good? And then I'm like, then, or I bust out crying. So one of the, either one of those, it always happens. But I'm
So
glad
that's like the freeze part of it, like fight, flight, freeze.
freeze. Yes, I freeze up. Flight is I'll make up an excuse to have to leave. I will be like, oh, somebody's calling me. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Or I just start fidgeting. Then I just walk away. You know, I leave it. So, yeah. Yeah.
I know it's difficult, and even in this process of healing, like I've been actively on my healing spiritual journey for what is this, 2024, about what, like 3 4 years, like intentionally. And I know even though it may look different, like I'm more aware. So like when I get triggered, I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to get out of this energy, right? Like, but it still shows up, and it still be like, sometimes it be like, damn, like trigger, like you gonna do me like
You gonna show up like that?
you just gonna do me like that? Like, I be like, lately I was just feeling good, like everything. I'm like, finance is good, job's good, school's good, baby's good, like everything is good. And then all of a sudden I got triggered, and it was like, oh, I guess he had to like knock me down a couple notches.
I mean, knock you back to the point it's like, why did you do that? You thought it was okay to knock me that far back?
But one thing I do want to talk about too is like most of the time, I mean, I try not to live in like absolutes, but most, if not all of the time, triggers are not what cause the feeling that lead to the behaviors when we are triggered. Like it's not the trigger itself, right? It's the stories that we
Behind it.
create from the trigger, from the event, whatever it was. So like for instance, in my situation, with the dating, and the guy's like asking for pictures. It wasn't him asking for pictures that's like the issue. It was the story that I created behind it, 'cause I'm like, oh, we don't like being on camera. So if he wanna ask me, like that's no. Like it's like I don't wanna be seen in a sense. So the story that I created gave me anxiety. It gave me that tightening feeling where it was just like, no, this is not okay. Like we don't want this. So let's project and let's like tell him about himself because the audacity for you to ask me, right?
Because it's a trigger for me, and you're asking me to do something I don't feel comfortable with. But they never know the whole time that you're not comfortable with it until you say something.
Until you speak up.
Advocate for yourself in all ways.
Yes. And I sure have been lately. Like I sure have been. And it's such a different freeing feeling to communicate. Like I've been so intentional with my communication with men, that I've gotten like almost every guy that I've like talked to, whether we end up going on date or not, like have complimented me on like the femininity and the energy that I bring and the way that I communicate, even when it was like a disappointment, like, so that's definitely a thing, like advocating for yourself rather than I'm gonna play the victim and I'm triggered and
It's your
it's really
fault.
you, whatever the case may be. Like, no, we need to go within. Like we need to normalize,
But let's be real. Sometimes
like,
going within is a lot, and it's
oh,
like
absolutely.
it brings up more things that you thought you healed from, sort of say, when all of in reality all you did was bury it. So when something happens and it's brought up, you're like, why? This, ow, I was over this. Clearly you weren't, because it came back up.
And that's the thing though, because I like, so if a guy approaches me or on his profile, if he's like, oh, I'm healed, da 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 da, red flag for me. You want to know
Big
why?
red flag.
Because I like me personally, and this may not be everybody else's truth, but I do not believe that we can ever just say like we're healed from something. Because healing, we heal in layers. We're
Like
like onions, you know what I mean? Like we peel back different layers and then we can heal and like, scars, scabs, but even then it's still there. It's not, it just looks different. like my mama trauma, you know, like before I wasn't able to like really talk about it without like dang near breaking down. And like now it's not that it's not a thing anymore. It just looks different for me. And I'm not internalizing it the way I do. I've detached myself from,
Right.
you know, it. So it's more like I'm an observer of it for the most part. Of course, I still will get triggered, but it doesn't hit the way it used to hit. So for people to just be like, "Oh, I'm healed," like to me, that's bullshit because
You're
we've
not.
never done healing. Like, you know, you may have years of like not being triggered by it, and then one day, 5 years
I
down the
hate you.
road, it hits you, but it hits you differently. It hits you like in a different spot where you was like, "Damn, like this is uncomfortable because I didn't even realize like that was a thing." You know what I mean?
So you say
I
that.
wanna normalize
But.
that, like realizing it's not just that there's an end goal here, you
Right.
know?
I had an incident last week talking to my therapist. And we were talking, and it
Go
was a
therapist.
part of. Okay, because baby, what I'm going to do is see a therapist. We were talking, and it was something that I thought like I had. It was actually something I never thought about. You know, it was, you know, you always say, oh, I love such and such. Da da da. And then the whole time I had to break down and say, I really hate them because they let this happen to me. So I hate them. I love them because you're my blood, but I hated what you did to me. Not that you did it directly to me, but you weren't like my protector when you were supposed to be. That makes sense.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
At first, I was
Hashtag
like,
mama trauma.
girl.
The whole
Hashtag rape survivor. That's what I'm going to call myself.
Yeah.
Molestation survivor. Because it's a difference, guys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I've
it's a
survived both of
difference.
those too. So I
Yep.
completely understand. And that's a, I mean, that's a good point though, is that there is sometimes this duality where especially when it comes to loved ones or close ones to us, is that it's not always a black and white thing. It's rarely just a black and white thing, you know? It's gonna be, 'cause my stuff with my mom, like absolutely, I love her. I love my mom to death. And if I was to get news of her, like, you know, crossing over or something, like it would definitely hurt, you know? Like I would be down for a minute, but I'm not talking to her. Like she, you know, I'm she had a boundary, I had a boundary. I didn't feel like my boundary was respected, so I have to respect it, right? But it's hard, and I think that for me was a what kind of made my healing journey so long before I started like seeing results was because that duality, because it was like, but it's my mom, you know, like,
So I
and you
had to
know,
talk to her.
especially like in the black community, like I mean, I know like in my household, we grew up like where we do for family, no matter what, like even if it puts you in a bind emotionally, financially, mentally, like all the leads, like it you put others first, right? And that duality of like, I love her, but like I don't want to be near you. I don't want to talk to you. Like this just doesn't feel good. Was really difficult growing up before I like really had my own boundaries, you know, and started enforcing them rather. So I get it. I get it.
That's a lot of people don't though. They never address the triggers, we're gonna say, that family members play a part in. And the reason they don't address it is because they're my family, and you're basically told you take care of family. Or the main stigma that happens in black households is what happened in this house stays in this house. So some people take that to another level of not even just what happened in this house, stay in this house, but if somebody else hurts you that's in this family, you suck it up and you keep it moving. Because most of the time it's never going to be talked about, no ways. So when you get older and you want to heal or do the shadow work behind it all, it's like,
hard because again, you have that mentality. And reprogramming ourselves at an older age, it's hard.
It is. It is.
It's harder. Point blank period. If people act
Yeah.
like it's not, it's hard, man. You're not gonna tell me you sit here, it's peaches and cream every day, and it's not.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why I made that video some time ago about like shadow work. I was like, it is not for the weak. It is not. I feel like, on TikTok and they're like, oh, shadow work journal and I'm sitting outside. Like, no, this shit gets ugly. Like when I tell
Ugly.
you screams will be scrumped, tears will be, they will be cried. It is, and of course it's on the other end of it. Like at the end of the rainbow, there's these like aha moments, and that's what I live for. But the shit in between, oh, that shit is for the birds, Like I'd be wanting
We
to fight
birds.
somebody. Listen, but the lessons that I get from it, and honestly, at the end of the day, like I was talking to my best friend, and she thinks I'm crazy. Because I was like, I am grateful for my triggers. Like, I truly am. When I get triggered now, of course, I allow it to process in my body and feel whatever I'm gonna feel. But I'd be like, that's crazy because that's like, I love personal development. I love expansion. So I'm like, that's something I got something to work on. And if
Right.
I'm not working on stuff, like, what am I doing to me? So I'm grateful for my triggers because they lead to growth. Or
Every
they should.
time.
They should lead to growth. But that's basically what this podcast is going to be about. It is about talking about those sometimes
Uncomfortable.
uncomfortable topics, right? Things that are deemed like taboo. And just things that that have led us or people we know through our experiences from, my coaching to your healing, even me working with people with plant medicine, like things that we have experienced and seen, and like how it can lead to development in some way, shape, or form within us on our spiritual journey, our healing journey. So this podcast is about expansion. So I want to just like challenge people to not look at triggers as such a negative thing, right?
No, be
Like they are
open-minded.
not, they suck, but they're not like, they're not the worst thing in the world. They're actually like something that's going to help us to ascend and get to that next level, to get closer to our higher selves, to
What some people think is
the source.
they descend when they think about their past or the things that trigger them. They're like, oh, I'm going backwards. No, once you can think about it and even speak about it, you're on a whole nother level every time. It's like the Mario Karts. Every time you think about something or something that could have been a trigger to you from your past, you heal from it a little bit. Ding, ding, ding. Like the Mario Kart, you just got hit in the head, and it's another level.
Yeah,
So
it's
never
true.
be
Like
afraid to talk about your past.
those dark nights of the soul. Like I feel like I'm what 30, about to be 34 this year, and I feel like I've gone through a few dark nights of the soul. And even though when I tell you they suck, like there's been some times where I just want to like crawl in a hole and just be there. Like, no, don't talk to me. Don't text me. Don't look at me. Don't breathe on me. I don't
Right.
like nothing, right?
Don't even
Just because
look.
I can't handle it. Like, I ain't got the capacity to just be. And so with those, but on the other side, it ended up like being so peaceful, so expansive. Like it's always been like a step up, a level up in some way, shape, or form. Like my last dark night of the soul, like girl, when I tell you it hit me, it slapped me in the face.
For real.
My ancestors was like, listen, you ain't listening. You being hard-headed right now. So
Well, we all
it
known for
led me
being
to being
hard-headed.
not, I don't want to say homeless, but like I was sharing a room with my daughter. I didn't have a car. Like that got repoed. I had no job. Like when I tell you, like I was being hit from every avenue, and I'm like, what is going on in the world? Like what in the Mercury retrograde is this?
The
Like for real.
Mercury retrograde.
which is happening now.
And it's over tomorrow, but we're gonna be in a shadow period.
Between that
My
eclipse
God.
energy and the Mercury retrograde, they could both kick rocks. This past one. But yes, like it leads to these beautiful spaces that for me, every time I've gone through them, I'm like, I did not imagine what this could have looked like for me. And it's really beautiful. It's really a place of peace. And, like people will be like, oh, don't disturb my peace. But you can't.
You can't.
You cannot disturb my peace if I have it. Like, only if I let you. But if somebody disturbs your peace, that's just really a lack of boundaries. So,
And do people really have boundaries is the question.
I mean, people have them. Most people just don't enforce them, like truly. And I think, I think this season is going to be so epic because we're going to talk about all the things, like, and I think triggers is the basis of it. Like, if you don't have boundaries, you know what I mean? You're going to be stuck in like that victim mindset because you're not taking accountability for your goddamn life to say like, I don't have to be in this situation anymore. I don't have to sit up here and just complain about you doing this, and I've already told you like multiple times that I don't like this or whatever. It ain't got nothing to do with the other person or
It
people.
don't, but it's
It's
just
really
like
you.
it
And
feel
until you take
easier.
accountability, nothing's gonna change.
And I was about to say, it feel easier to blame somebody else.
It always is. It always is. And now, like, I be like, when I tell you I be going within, I be going within. Okay? Like, dang, girl.
I did
But
that the
another
other
part of
day.
it is showing ourselves grace. Like it's not a pretty journey. There's no linear road, right? It gets messy. We do this and we do that and we go up and we go down and sometimes we make U-turns. Like it there's no one way fits all. So
So,
there you have it. Triggers.
and we are the host of Trigger Warning, where we're going to have all the uncomfortable conversations, but taking away the layers one session, one podcast at a time.
Yep. And this is a safe space. And we are going to talk about it all, but it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together.
As a team, we got your back as long as you have us
Yeah, because I might come on
while
here crying
respecting
one day.
boundaries. Right.
It
And it's okay.
is all right.
It's okay.
So we look forward to talking to you guys next time. And until then,
Peace, love,
stay
and light.
triggered. No.
Not stay true. Goodbye. Until
We
next
go. We
time.
gonna work on that. The outro.
Peace, love, and life. Bye.
Please.
My girl said,
A week.
stay triggered. I liked it though.
Was funny. Yeah.